think the manager put it on his Twitter account, actually, so I didn't even know it was done and dusted until I saw the tweet, to be honest. But I was quite happy to see it. But no, listen, it's been a bit of a whirlwind. Obviously, a bit of a wrench leaving Leighton Orient. But as soon as I met Dermot and the owners, I'm looking forward to a fresh challenge and a new chapter in my career.
I think it's a big secret that, I suppose, as much as you can say, that you've always maybe quite fancied joining Crawley, presumably since they come into the Football League. It's between them and Brighton. You've already played for them. It's your nearest league club, so obviously the opportunity's arisen, and obviously no hesitation taking the chance.
No hesitation whatsoever, no. Haverty boy. It's always been an ambition of mine. Obviously, you say I've played for Brighton, and to say that I've played for both Sussex clubs is something I'm really proud of. I'm looking forward to... January can't come soon enough. I'm just seeing the Luton players walk out here. I'd love to get on the ball and take someone on and stick it in the top corner, but I can't. But that's the way it is, I'm afraid. Out of my hands, really, that side of it with Leighton Orient. But I'm looking forward to my fresh challenge here and to help Crawley do well.
And, of course, things can happen between now and January. It seems like you're actually going to train with Crawley and not play for anyone else. Is there still a chance you might play for Conference South or below club?
We're in discussion. Me and the manager are a bit undecided. Obviously, it'd be great to go and do that, but on the flip side of that, maybe an injury, no disrespect to that sort of level. They don't think twice about booting you up in the air, so I don't want to come January and be sitting in the treatment table. I think it's a bit of a catch-22, really. I'll be working really hard in training Monday to Friday, and whether or not we get enough games, friendly games, that I can participate in with Crawley, then we may seek, games elsewhere. But, undecided, I think, is probably the best way to put that. But, listen, either way, whatever way we do it, I will be ready for Yeovil at home. And I can't wait.
Yeah, of course, that game works next year, 1st of January, so we're in together. Test your patience with Dunelli, I guess, because you will be training with him. You'll be involved in all the routines and everything, presumably, on Monday to Friday, but then you've got to sit and watch Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the only thing I can say is, obviously, with the injury I had, I was out for 9 months, so maybe it's that'll help me. But, I'm frustrated. We should have had it wrapped up before the 11 o'clock deadline, that's for sure, and for whatever reason it wasn't. But it's frustrating, but I'm a positive guy, always on the flip side. I've signed for a club that I wanted to sign for, with a good manager, a very good manager, good coach. I know Jimmy Smith, best mates with Jimmy Smith, the captain here, a great bunch of lads. I mean, since I walked through the door for the photo on Tuesday, I feel like I've been here quite a while, to be honest. Obviously, the backroom team, Bruce and Graham and Kelly, they've been instrumental in getting me here. And Salim, is it Salim or...
Salim
or... No. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Salim.
It is Salim. Okay, yeah. Sorry. All right. I wanted to get that right. Salim. We worked hard to get it done. And like I said, I'm excited. So I'm trying to flip the negative into a positive that, I've signed for a club I wanted to sign for. I'm a local boy. I've come home, I suppose, and I'm looking forward to doing well.
You mentioned the manager. I mean, did you know much about him before? I mean, obviously, Jimmy Smith played under him, of course, when he was a youngster at Chelsea, but did you know much about Dermot? Because he's always been a development coach.
Yes, I spoke to Jay Simpson at Leighton Orient, who was a kid with him at Arsenal, and he knows a lot about him. So I gave Jay a call as soon as I knew the interest, to be honest, and just asked what he was like. I mean, personally, I didn't know what he was like. Did my background, and Jay couldn't speak highly enough of him as a coach, as a person. And obviously, now he's turned manager. Crawley have had a good start. Indifferent results of late, but I think 3 games ago it was their best start for... Well, you might be able to tell me how long. I'm not too sure how long, but... Yeah, they had a good start. So, it's not all doom and gloom. In this league, anyone could beat anyone. That's the thing. That's why it's such a hard division to win. Because, the teams are... A lot of teams are at the same sort of level. Obviously, your Portsmouths, probably with their budgets and the likes of Leighton Orient with their budget, maybe you could, tear that away from the group. But the rest of them, it's a hard division, a very hard division. But, when I met the gaffer, I can only speak highly of him. Positive, wants to play the game in the right way. Obviously, he understands that he's got a young squad. And obviously, for myself to come in, obviously a bit of experience... maybe some games, if it's 1-1 and you just need to get through, you need the experienced boys just to drag them through. So, that's what I'll be looking to do. Obviously, along with my goals and assists that I pride myself on, and just all things positive, basically.